very specific and time-consuming. So, ideally, a GAC representative should be able to stay there for the long term and should be able to keep participating so as to achieve relevance in that participation. Rodrigo is aware of this. My first GAC meeting was conducted in English, absolutely in English. And I said, how come we do not have other languages support? Well, ICANN has done an incredibly great job with their language services and with providing language support. And that has helped us a lot. But we need to know that the working language is English. So anyone willing to participate, not only in the GAC, but in any other advisory committee, needs to be aware that the working language is English, because that makes it difficult to handle documents at time. And we also have remote participation, which is great. So that is what I need to say, or I want to say, in terms of the challenges faced in an individual capacity by each of the representatives. Then you have the challenges on a governmental level. The government official that attends the GAC sessions also has his or her own job. So we need to focus on the government priorities. I think that this topic of internet governance is now a high-profile topic in all the media. So for all of us working in the GAC, this is something positive. So we're all very excited, very happy about participating and attending the meeting. This is not very frequent. In developing countries, we have other problems, other priorities in terms of the economy. We have weather phenomena, you know, what happened in the Philippines, things that are very unfortunate and unforeseen. And many a time, they are the priority of the government officials' agendas. Because and you speak to them about the new registrar accreditation agreement, and they look at you completely astonished and say, what are you talking about? Given the recent announcement from Brazil that they will hold a summit next year, well, this topic is now or has a much higher profile. So those of us working on this topic have a lot more work on our plate. And I am very pleased to see that many more government officials are paying more attention to this topic. And it is very good to have Brazil leading the initiative, because I speak Portuguese, which I like very much, and Brazil is not that far away from this country. Okay, Sebastian spoke about ELAC. On a regional level, we have a participation space devoted to internet governance topics, and that's the Internet Governance Working Group in or within the Information Society. This group, ELAC, did not exist several years ago, but Argentina attended the Lisbon meeting of the EU and Latin America and presented or submitted this work proposal, which was approved at that point. Nobody understood why Argentina thought that this working group would be important. And we believed it was fundamental to have a coordination point in Latin America and the Caribbean. And Argentina proposed a multi-stakeholder group, which was not easy, because at the time, these type of groups were coordinated only by governments, and government participation only was preferred. We did not bang our heads against a brick wall, as Sebastian said, but we wanted a multi-stakeholder group from day one. The group was chaired by Argentina until 2011. Now Brazil is in charge of chairing the group, and Argentina is the vice chair of that group. We are going to hold a meeting next Friday at our foreign ministry office.
Una cosa que también quería comentarles es que
I also wanted to tell you that the participation of the Latin American region in the GAC is not as strong as we would like it to be. But in Argentina, we say, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. So that happened with Dot Patagonia and Dot Amazon. These were very complex topics that rallied the Latin American community, and Argentina obtained support so that, and we had explicit support from more than 40 countries worldwide, not only in the Latin American region. I remember attending the Beijing meeting and receiving messages from Montevideo, from all the countries in the region. I see Jose waving over there. He's a friend from Uruguay. They were all concerned about Dot Patagonia, and their voice was fundamental support. And that did not kill us. It made us stronger. And we have Peru and Paraguay joining the GAC, and we are consolidating a very serious task. And we are working very well defending or advocating our interests. If you remember point 7 of the Durban communique, the GAC will work together with ICANN to propose certain changes in the new GTLD rounds so that geographic names will be further protected. And Argentina is working along these lines and drafting some documents with countries in the region and outside the region. I am sure I'm running out of time because I like speaking, I love speaking, but now it's time for my own commercial. So it's my turn for the commercial. So apart from all the beautiful things or thoughts and invitations that have been shared by Gabi, Sebastián, Fatima, and Rodrigo, I want to invite you to the women's breakfast, the DNS breakfast. It is not only for women. Everybody can attend. Our sponsor is the High Technology Training Center. And I don't know how to say on behalf in Spanish. Okay, on behalf of the Internet Governance, the Southern Internet Governance School, the next session will take place in Trinidad and Tobago in April. And these women in the DNS breakfast will enable us to tell you about our school, our Internet Governance School. And I also want to invite you all to a workshop. I am not only a governmental advisor to the Argentine government, I am also a university professor. And I believe that universities have to be more actively engaged in ICANN initiatives, not only in regulatory, technical, or legal topics, but also in social topics. So on Thursday at 11 a.m., we will be holding a workshop. It's a one-hour workshop on the academia and ICANN, how to build capacities in the academia. And this is all for my part. Thank you very much for your attention. This is Daphne speaking, Daphne Sabana speaking. Thank you, Olga. Thank you for your presentation. It's very good to see that governments are participating and getting involved. And I like that concept. If it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. So we, governments, the civil society, the technical community, and ICANN itself can be strengthened by all this, by this situation. I don't know if we have time for a question from the floor. Okay, we will open a brief Q&A if there's any comment or question from the floor.
Sí, bueno, hay almuerzo. Bueno, si no hay nada más, entonces.
This is Daphne Sabana speaking. If there are no further comments or questions, we thank you all for joining us this morning. We will be having lunch in the Catalina's room. Catalina's, that's the name of the room where we will be having lunch. We'll meet you there for lunch. At the hotel. and we need to be to reconvene at 2 p.m. so as to continue working with the afternoon sessions. Thank you very much.